I'm Shanna Hutchison, dietitian, blogger, and mama, born and raised in the heart of the Midwest. I believe that wellness goes way beyond what we eat and that our body size does not determine our worth. I am passionate about showing other women how to live a life they truly love, one that feels purposeful, that helps them feel their best physically, mentally, and emotionally, and that being a mom can be one of the best things you ever do without it becoming your entire identity. This is a place you can come to hear vulnerable and interesting conversations about health and wellness, motherhood, entrepreneurship, and more. If you want to find freedom with food, learn how to improve your overall well-being, and stop waiting for a number on the scale to start living your best life and go after your goals, then you're in the right place. I'm so excited to learn and grow together. This is the Wellness for the Win podcast. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. For today's episode, I have three of my very best friends on the podcast, so it's an exciting day. We have been talking about doing this episode forever, so I'm excited and glad that we finally made it happen. So we're going to dive into how we all know each other, how long we've been friends, all that kind of fun stuff in the introduction, but these girls are truly like family to me. We've been friends for over 15 years, which is half my life now that I think about it, which is kind of crazy. So we do have some serious conversation during this episode, but also we do a lot of ridiculous topics as well, like would you rathers, other funny questions. We laugh a lot. I hope you will find it entertaining. We clearly had a lot of fun recording it. There are some inappropriate things. There's definitely some curse words, so probably don't listen to it around little ones. But I never know how episodes like this will be received. Like when I do episodes with Ethan, sometimes I'm just never sure if people are going to like enjoy listening to us just like banter back and forth. But it seems like, I mean, those end up being some of my most popular episodes. So it seems that you guys just enjoy the funny, less serious conversation sometimes. And I'm totally the same way as a podcast listener and someone who listens to like a million podcasts a week. Sometimes I just want to like listen to something that is going to make me laugh and not think too much. And I don't really want to learn anything. I just want to listen. So that is definitely what you can expect from today's episode. Although there are some good nuggets of wisdom in here on like friendship. We kind of talk about, you know, how we prioritize our friendship and how we've, you know, done so for such a long time, some random life advice at the end, and again, plenty of laughs. So let's go ahead and have you meet my best girls.
My name is Hillary. I don't want to go first.
Okay, I'll do it. Let me pour a glass of wine.
Sorry, I'm like, I think I'm interviewing you for a job position.
Yeah, should I take off my headphones? Are my headphones freaking you guys out? Or
no, a little bit. And you've got a large microphone.
I do. Yeah. It's intimidating, right?
Okay, I'll go first. Till you're off the hook. Take a big swig. Kenzie Rydberg. I think I was introduced to the clan through Hillary for sure. So yes. Hill and I knew each other for ages and ages and ages. We played sports together when we were six, seven. What?
If you want me to butt in, we met at Rocky Lamar basketball camp in third grade.
Oh shit, that's right.
Yeah. And Kenzie thought I was annoying.
No. Whoa.
Yeah.
The truth comes out.
You're not wrong. But you really grew on me. Persistence is key. Yeah. So I knew Hill when we were kids, and then we went to separate middle schools. I met Laura through another mutual friend early on in middle school. What was that? At least officially in sixth or seventh grade.
Seventh just grade to find band out, class.
In band. Yeah. Just to find out that basically our families are intertwined in middle of nowhere, Kansas. So we have a lot of family history behind us that was uncovered. And then Shan, I think you and I mean, I want to say at least seventh grade.
Yeah.
Our, paths started crossing. And then it was after that, but naturally we all gravitated to each other.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wild.
Wild. It's been a long time and now we're 30. Woo. Crazy.
Don't say that. Don't ruin it.
Okay.
31.
Lou, what about you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Laura, also known as Lou.
LD.
LD. Oh God. I probably have a lot of nicknames. LD. Lou Reed. LD, bring it back. Okay. Laura, I have actually been friends with you, Shan, since sixth grade. We are on the same softball team. Yes. The jerseys were bright purple and yellow, hideous.
I think the team was called Impact while we're on the topic, right?
You're exactly right. That's I can picture. And I hit my growth spurt so early in life. And I remember we took a picture together and I looked like a monster next to you because you were
wait a second.
Just I've never seen this.
Just for context, how tall are you now when you say growth spurt?
I hit my growth spurt when I turned
valid point.
When I went to sixth grade, I didn't
was 5'2".
No, literally, she's not kidding. She's not kidding because now we're both 5'2".
Yeah,
but I think I was like 4'8" until like ninth grade.
What's this? Okay, triggered by growth spurts in middle school comment. Yeah. So
sixth grade, I was triggered the monster friend. Then I never grew from there. So. Sixth grade, and then we went into junior high together, and then band class with Kenzie, just friends with Shan from softball, and then got introduced to Hillary because of Kenzie. And junior high, that's where we went. We went to junior high school, seventh, eighth, and ninth grade.
True, it's different now.
Yeah, I said this, Hillary, in your speech at your wedding, but I still remember meeting you at like a CT versus PT game and you coming up and Kenzie was like, this is one of my best friends. And yeah, over. And then once we all got to Olathe East High School, we were all together. So
yeah,
that's when we really started to click.
Yeah.
Besties.
For the resties.
Hilly.
My name is Hillary, and kind of echoing what everyone said, so Kenzie and I met in third grade and then played sports together forever. I feel like the first vivid memories I have was some sleepovers and like, I think it was late elementary. No, it had to have been like seventh grade because you guys were in the picture. But just silly like junior high things that I would come crash because I went to a different, I was supposed to go to your guys' junior high, but we had moved when I was in fourth grade. And so I got to stay at my elementary school and then I went to that element or that junior high too. But yeah, I vividly remember I would be so excited to go when we would play because I was a cheerleader and I played basketball and softball. But when we would play CT, because I would get to see like these friends that I haven't seen in so long. Mm-hmm. It's not like today where we have Snapchat or kids have Snapchat and things. Right. Like
true.
We literally had Instant Messenger,
AOL,
and Zynga for a minute.
Wild Lulu 02.
Mama, I'm a big girl 31.
Oh my god, was that seriously your screen name?
Yes.
Oh my god, okay, everyone has to say their screen name. That's hilarious. Yeah.
But then I don't know, I remember also we talked about this the other night, but like we would go to the movies and like in junior high that was the cool thing for us to do is like everyone went and hung out at AMC 30 and I would go see my CT friends and I don't know. Since then we just hit it off, and Shannon and I in high school we were both cheerleaders and we would be Miss, like people would call me Shannon, her Hillary all the time. So we've been kind of the twins and we've all just kind of hit it off.
That is true. Yes, we go way back. We've been through a lot of things over these past 15 plus years. So it's crazy that we're here now. And it's just been amazing that we've been able to maintain this friendship. And we actually got a lot of questions from people on that. Like, how have you continued to prioritize this friendship over others in your life or just in general? Like, how do we prioritize this friendship? Does anyone want to speak on that?
It's easy when you like everybody.
But it's true. It's true. Like when it's important to you, you make it a priority. And we were talking about this the other day too. It's like we try, and this reminds me, at the end of this Zoom, we need to get our next date on the books. But that's what we try to do, is like we try to always have our next get together, even if it's like once a month, which these days it kind of is like once a month or once every 2 months, we get it on the calendar and that's how we make it happen. Like we just, and then we say, you know, if something comes up, sorry, I have plans with my girls. Right?
No, I think that's a good point. I think prioritizing, I think also like, I don't know how you can tell from high school that this is a genuine friendship I'm going to have my whole life. Like everyone thinks that with their friends in high school, but I feel like even when we were home from college, like we made it a priority to always get together and always check in. Like and you have those friends that you need to text more than others. And like, you know, a true friend is a best friend when you don't need a text every day, but you text in our little group chat and say, hey, everyone update me what's going on. And it's like no time passed because that's a true friend. Like you, I don't know, put forth what you want to get out. And I feel like we've always put forth a lot of effort because it means a lot to us.
Yeah, it's not one-sided with any of us, I don't think. Mm-hmm. We all reach out. We all check in. And maybe that's in high school. There was some very big milestones that we accomplished together. And then same in college. So it's like, you know, you said, Shanna, we've been through 15 plus years. Like, I mean, marriages, divorces, deaths, heartbreaks. I know that's like probably a lot of friends, but we've been through a lot of things. And some to me, that's like, we've been through that for a reason, and I don't want to give up any of those memories or any of those times together, and just keeps us growing.
For sure.
Some really quick tie-in on that. I don't know if we said this, but Kinsey and I both went to KU, and Lou and Shanna went to K-State. And so I know that's pretty rare too. Like, yeah, you say you're going to keep in contact with people who go to different schools, but we have all been very best friends throughout the whole thing, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. And like you said, continuing to make it a priority to get together when we were on breaks and stuff. And not to mention our families became really good friends too, when we were in high school, especially, you know? And so I feel like we like legitimately feel like we're family. Like, I feel like you girls are my sisters I've never had. And, you know, it's definitely a special thing to have friends for that long. And someone asked like, how have your friendships changed since getting married? I really don't feel like they have. I feel like they've just, and now we just like hang out with our husbands together sometimes, but otherwise I don't feel like much else has changed. Do you guys
just have to invite the boys, which is sometimes fun and sometimes sucks. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, they paid for our meal Friday night. No,
it's just that is true. We can always send the check down the table now.
I make my own money.
And thankfully all of our men get along with each other, which helps a lot, you know. It's
which
it's
is fun. Rare.
Yeah, that's true. You know, they're all kind of friends too, and we're all friends, and it just works out really well. And someone asked, you know, so I don't think marriage changed our friendships much at all, but someone asked, how did you stay connected when some of you started to have kids? Which I think that's a great question, because I obviously, like, Laura and Kinsey do not have children yet. And then Hillary has a little bit over a 1-year-old, maybe, what is he, 13 months now?
Yep.
And so, you know, and then Rhett is almost 2.5. So I had kids, you know, or a child much earlier than everyone else. And again, I feel like we just continue to prioritize, like, checking in with each other. Like, it would have been easy, I feel like, for you girls to be like, well, we have nothing in common now. You know, Shanna is like a mom and doing all her things. And, you know, obviously there were times where I saw you a lot less, or maybe we talked a lot less during certain seasons. But like Hillary said, you know that those are true friends when you can pick up exactly where you left off when you get together. So I don't really feel like much changed.
No, it's an extra layer of fun, honestly, when we're trying to find those times to spend time with your kids. I mean, think about it. It's one of your best friends having a mini me. That's a wild experience to see. And it's honestly like really, really, really freaking cool too. Mm-hmm. So from an outsider who does not have children, and to see my people, you know, raise little guys is awesome. So it's another exciting chapter in our friendship for sure.
Yeah.
I think that's really sad to me if people are like, I don't have anything in common with you anymore. Like, to us it was, hey, when are we coming over to meet the baby? When are we coming over to bring dinner? Like, let's have a cookout, bring the kids, or hey, we need a parents' night out. Can you guys get babysitters? But you know, it's just kind of like it. I know people change and people grow, and that's okay. But I also think grow with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
I feel like we've kind of always been each other's champions and biggest cheerleaders, as cheesy as that just sounded coming out of my mouth.
Well, you're coach, a coach. Bauer. Well, Hillary's a coach, so that just came really naturally to you.
It did. My hype speeches. But for real, like, I mean, Laura kind of hit on it a little bit, but like, we've all been through some shit, like myself included, but everybody, like, and no matter what, we've been, you know, right by each other's side through it. And and been best friends before, after, during, and throughout it all. And I mean, I can talk. I had kind of a crazy birth story. But like, I mean, I didn't guess for a second that you guys would be there, but I would never, ever, ever have guessed what you guys threw together, which was a crazy amount of donations and things that like we didn't even think about that we needed, and got us through crazy hospital stays, or just like continuing to check in. And like, it's just the little things that true friends really do. And I don't know, I feel like, yeah, all your friendships do that, but it means something different when it's been for a really long time.
For sure. Yeah. And I'll just briefly give a short little description of, you know, because Hillary has had a really long journey with her son, who, like I mentioned, is 13 months now. And just seeing the growth that they've experienced, not only of him, you know, he was born at 27 weeks, which is obviously extremely early. And I feel like that experience too brought us a lot closer together as well. Like, again, we were already in a season of checking on each other pretty frequently. But when you were in the hospital with him, we talked every single day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every day for how many months were you in there?
Well,
100 days.
If you want the short
the full version, story,
then the NICU 102, home for 4, 6 more days, so a total of 108. Home for 2 weeks, hospital for 2 weeks, home for a week, hospital for 2 months. So when he hit 7 months of life, we had been home for a combined 1 month of everything.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was, time.
Yeah. It was a hell of a journey. And yeah, like I said, I think it brought all of us closer that we were just like so connected and so in tune with each other during that whole time. And it's crazy looking back on it now and thinking, holy shit, that was over a year ago that, you know, it all began anyway. But yeah, just so important to have those people that are like your rocks in life. I feel like that's exactly what we are for each other.
Shan, I also feel like that goes back to your miscarriage as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like us rallying totally together and
yep,
getting through the hard stuff together.
Yep. You girls showed right up and always do and always will. I have no doubt about that. If you are looking for cute, affordable, and functional bags for all the things, you have to check out Vore. They have everything from duffel bags for travel, gym bags, backpacks, tote bags, accessories like crossbody bags, and more. They also have an active fanny pack that I actually use every day on my walks. It's the perfect size to fit your phone in so you don't have to carry it while you walk or bike or whatever activity you love to do. Their Alana duffel is my favorite as well. It has an exterior pocket that converts to a luggage sleeve so it slides right over the handle of your rolling suitcase, making it perfect for airport travel. It also has a padded laptop sleeve inside, along with several other zipper pockets and compartments. They also have an Alana mini duffel that is smaller but equally functional and would make a great work bag for nurses, teachers, or mamas who need to pack their pump parts for work. They have tons of products to choose from, and all of them are so cute and, like I said, very affordable. Just head to their website at vore.com to check it all out and use my affiliate code WellnessForTheWin to save. I'll leave my affiliate code and link for you in the show notes. Okay, back to the episode. Gosh, it's gonna make me cry, you guys.
Yeah, here, I'll bring it. I'll bring it.
Okay.
You know, friendship, Shanna, friendship is like bras. We're close to your heart and always there for support.
Amen.
I love it. That's a good one. Speaking of which, I'm not wearing a bra. Who is wearing a bra?
Neither am I. Feels great.
Okay, this is not fair. I had to wear one today because I had to go into the office.
Let them loose, ladies.
Otherwise,
relax. Oh my God. I am at the point in pregnancy where anything squeezing me anywhere in that region just has to go. So I stripped it off like a few hours ago.
You have to be pregnant to feel that way? Like what?
Yeah, I'm not pregnant and I took it off.
That's true.
Laura, are you the only one with a bra on?
Yeah, this is bullshit. Give me a second. I gotta take my bra off.
Yeah. Dan already said the video would never be aired. So
yeah,
you're safe. Also am not wearing any underwear right now.
I am wearing underwear. Although I feel like I'm also at the point in pregnancy where I shouldn't be wearing underwear. So stay tuned.
Wait,
on
what
that.
What does that mean?
It squeezes me too. Like I need to be getting either bigger underwear or not wearing underwear anymore because it's like squeezing my. There you go. She just stripped her bra off, you guys. Things are getting X-rated.
I'm alive.
Okay, I think that's like most of like the heartfelt questions. So should we get to the funny things?
Let's do it.
Let's see. Or well, here's a couple more serious ones. Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say you mentioned this like our our families, our friends. But if you want to stay friends, just make sure your moms are friends, because then you can't ever get away from these.
That's true.
We sometimes, our moms have real group chat just like we do. And sometimes my mom will be like, did you hear so-and-so, or did you hear about XYZ? And I'm like, yeah, I did. Do you want more info on that?
Give me the tea, mom.
Joey knows things before I do, and it's infuriating.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Learned it at the fish fry.
At the fish fry.
Gossiping at the fish fry. Okay, let's see. So someone asked, have you guys taken the Enneagram? Does anyone know their Enneagram?
No. I think I did that a long time ago. I don't remember what it was. So okay. It must have not been impactful.
I'm the same. Yeah. I don't remember.
I figured.
Isn't it like four different numbers? I don't know how people remember that.
No, there's like 10.
I thought it was a letter.
Oh.
I clearly I really don't know.
Understand it. Let me check it out.
It's you're thinking Enneagram? Of like you're thinking of like IMFJ or whatever. You know that one is from like
yes.
I feel like we did that in like high school or something. Enneagram is a number, but I know my number, but I don't know anything else about it really. Besides,
no, you should tell us your number. It was called tell it. Us your number, Shane.
We'll have to. I'm a six, which I think means it just means I'm like I have like high expectations for myself and, you know, a lot of things that
your own worst enemy.
Every time I see like an Enneagram 6 graphic, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty spot on. Like I could go to an Enneagram account, but clearly none of us really care that much. So let's go to the next
These
one.
These questions are pretty intense, if I'm being honest.
Did you just look up the Enneagram test?
Yeah.
Well, let's all take it tonight and then we can report back.
Fully. Okay.
All right. And yeah. We can see if it's TBD. Spot on. Okay.
I'll be honest, I'm not looking forward to this.
Someone asked, who plays each of you in the story of your lives, Hallmark edition? This is really hard.
I have no idea.
Do you have to use Hallmark characters? Because that's...
Yeah.
Well, Hallmark characters are usually like nobodies.
I know. Can we use regular celebrities?
Yeah. Not like
oh, who are you,
teen celebrities.
Yeah, yeah. Who are you thinking? I don't know.
Honestly, I've been watching a lot of Ginny and Georgia.
I don't know what that is.
And I
on
think,
Netflix.
Yeah. Georgia is awesome.
Yeah.
So if I could somehow morph into her, that's what I would do.
I'll have to look it up. Is it funny?
Yeah, she's funny. She's got a very thick Southern accent. She's super hot.
She's so that's fun. Why you chose her.
She parties.
You think, so you think you're pretty?
Yeah.
So you agree.
That's what you're really pretty. If you could pick somebody to play
yeah.
you.
What yeah. was the question?
I get to choose and I choose her.
Who plays each of you in the story of your lives, Hallmark edition? So just pretend it doesn't have to be Hallmark.
Who plays you as a celebrity? Well, okay, now I'm making it a different question than
Jennifer
I just
Aniston,
answered.
Duh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually a good one for you, Lou. I feel like you kind of look
I
like her.
See that.
Totally, I could see that.
Whoa, ladies.
You're welcome. This is a hard one. I'm bad at these kinds of questions on the spot. I'll have to come back to Kenz. I feel like we've in the past talked about like an SNL character for you, like one of those hilarious women on SNL. I never know their names. Just because you're funny.
Aubrey, thanks for that, Shan.
You're welcome.
Not very
I'll do any of those. I'll take that any day. Any day.
I'd have to brainstorm for you, Hill, because I can't think of one off the top of my head.
I'm
Hill,
terrible.
But the good one that our friend told you recently was you were Amanda Bynes.
Oh, yeah.
Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amanda
but
Bynes.
From She's the Man.
I loved Amanda Bynes.
I did too.
In What a Girl Wants.
I mean, Amanda Bynes then, not now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I went into my office bathroom and there was a handful of girls in there and they were all my age. And it was one of those things where you walked in and everyone locked eyes. And it was like one of those weird things like, hi, hi, hey. Oh, and I went into, girls? I went into this stall and I said, the girls room. And literally nothing.
You're kidding.
No one laughed. Yes. I was mortified. And I'm like, what the?
Oh my god!
I would die.
Okay, oh my god! You're like you are not my people.
Yeah, I know. Get out. I was like, okay. Yeah.
I hate to break this to you, but they left the bathroom, got on Slack, and said, "OMFG,
who was
who's
that?
The nerd girl yelling the girls' room in the bathroom?" I thought I crushed it, and I was like,
"I'm gonna pee my
my pants. That's so funny, Kins. No one responded.
No, it was fucking crickets.
That's so sad.
What I like about you when she was on that show.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, I come home from school rushing.
What was
to catch it.
Wait, what was it called again?
Madness Club 7, but you know.
S Club.
What I like about you. I don't remember that.
I remember all that.
Oh, all that was good.
Yeah. 10 Things I Hate About You, classic.
Oh,
great movie.
Such a classic.
Oh, now we're talking movies.
I know, that's great movie. That's exactly, Kins, I almost said the exact same thing. We're like this tonight. The girls' gotcha, room. Girl. Crickets.
Ew.
Shana, that's how you should start your podcast if it's more than one. Welcome to the girls' room.
For tonight, I'll pull that clip and put it back there.
Yeah.
Deal.
That's funny.
Okay, let's do some funny questions, and then we're gonna go to Laura's ruthless questions. I also pulled some funny would you rathers. A couple of them were Laura's, and a few other ones were funny ones I found online. All right, first off, Kinsey has to get back for this specific question that we're about to
I'm
start.
Here.
Oh, okay. Honesty hour. Who pees in the shower?
Me.
It's a hard no for me. And I stand by that.
Okay, so everyone pees in the shower. Everyone raised their hand except for Kinsey. So Kinsey, please explain why you don't pee in the shower.
What's wrong?
Yeah.
Please explain what's wrong with you.
I'm only as confident in this because we've talked about this so many times, and I've had the unbelievable knowing the last 6 months that I am an outlier here, which is baffling to me.
Didn't you like try it after we initially had a conversation?
Yeah, I did.
And you were like, well,
My body fought back. It was so uncomfortable.
Okay, now I'm picturing you trying to go pee in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I'm
what do you mean your body fought back? She's like, squat down, put your feet out, and just sit back.
I don't remember that.
And I had to try it. And my body fought
that. Is
fought
not
back.
How you
that is not
show.
How I feel.
Yeah, you just let it go.
Yeah, well, you said that because I said, so what happens when it starts to dribble down your leg? Are you comfortable with that? And you straight up told me, you go, it doesn't dribble down my leg because I squat down and my feet are way far away from each other.
Wait, who said that?
And I sat down. Yes, you did.
Said that.
Yes, you said you have to spread out and you have to move your feet away.
No, I never said that. Were
See,
we drunk? Am I fucking with you?
Yeah,
no, you totally told me that. Was I messing with you?
No.
Well, maybe because that's what I tried to do. And it wasn't going to happen. It was not going to happen.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. That was so traumatic.
When did I tell you that?
You told me that when this whole debacle even started. I didn't know any of you guys peed in the shower. And all of a sudden it came up and I was disgusted. And this is the issue for me. I go into a shower. Well, there's two things. One, part of my routine is that I always go to the bathroom before I get in the shower. Always. My body just does it. So there should be nothing left by the time I get into the shower. Two, I am there to get clean. And when there is urine in my space that is not getting clean, and I have things in my shower, I've got one of those stand-up things with like the little shelving units where I put hair products and miscellaneous shower items. You're telling me that that does not catch some
urine
spray?
Yeah. Okay.
Does.
I don't know how
it has to.
Where is this urine spraying? Because
part of this conversation
you
is
have a
every dude ever pees in the shower, which I knew Josh did. I've seen it. I've walked in on it. But he's not he's not sensitive about it, and he's not, you know.
Yeah, men are gross.
Yeah, and it's like it's flailing, and so I moved all my shit. I put his down.
Well, their
the bottom,
anatomy is
and
different.
I moved all mine up.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't splash anywhere.
I'm so mesmerized.
It just runs straight down. You do it first thing, and then you wash your body later, and all is good.
Right?
I
normally
ditch the loofah every single time, or do you use it over and over again on your legs?
It
by
doesn't
that time,
go on your legs because you just stand. You don't squat. I don't know why I fucked with you with that. But
Vince, you need to give it another shot.
Yeah, you just need to. If you need to go.
Come on, you can do it. Let's rally, ladies. You can do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, my God. No. Okay, on to the next question. How often? Okay, so Hillary, quick story. Hillary sent us a TikTok about five gross things that most women do. One of them was pee in the shower. So we covered that. Another one was how often, or what did it say? Like, we never wash our bras or something. How often do you guys wash your bras? I need to know.
My like wire bra.
Yeah.
I feel like more, this is weird. Not at all. And then my like,
not often like never.
Like I've
not
never quite, washed it ever.
Not quite weird at all. Just don't watch
it. It's not weird.
But then I have on like here, the bra I took off tonight. It's like very flimsy. Is that the right word? Like very comfortable.
Yeah,
it's wireless.
It is wireless.
Like a wireless cozy bra.
It honestly could be a little tighter. I'm probably sagging. But I wash those a lot.
Okay. Same. I'm the same
like
way.
Do I do laundry once a week? That's normal, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Here's something. Okay. Do you actually put it in a delicates bag?
That absolutely not.
That makes me feel like extra adult when I throw it in the delicates bag.
You do? That you do that?
Laundry written
I do
over.
Do it. Yeah, it does. I think it's part of the process.
You would.
Do you do that for all your bras or just your wire? And I don't know why. I think my mom said at some point that it'll like string up all your shit and it'll make the breast not clean. And so I've always lived by it. And I think it means more when I put it in the bag. It's extra clean.
Is that just your wire bra though?
I will put my robe string in there. My bras.
What about your sports bras?
No.
Mm-mm.
Just throw them in. Yeah.
No. Same. Only the really nice shit gets into the bag.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Your non-mentionables?
My delicate.
Yeah, what else you got in there?
That's hilarious. Yeah, no. I agree that I never wash my bras either. At least the underwire ones. Which I rarely wear these days because pregnant. Who is everyone's hall pass?
Mine's not I like bunny men. Sometimes I'll tell. Okay, I think about this a lot. Actually, I've changed my hall pass several times over the years, and my latest one was not. I like got like people made me feel really bad about my hall pass when we were talking about it at work, casual. and I was like, well, it's because I really like him in some of the movies I've been watching recently, and I think he'd be a really good time.
Who is it?
Yeah.
Who?
Is it Miles Teller?
Oh,
he's sexy.
No,
he's hot.
He's mine as of late.
Oh,
I can get
We watched, what is he in recently? Top Gun. And I was like, wow, he is hot. But also John Krasinski, who we just talked about. John Krasinski's hot now, too. Yeah. Who is it, Lou?
Vince Vaughn.
No.
Oh,
shut
like
up.
Oh my God. You know what? I mean,
okay.
He is funny.
People like, he seems like the biggest douche. And I was like, yeah, he probably is. But there was a couple movies where I was like, wait, is like kind of
good looking.
So I used to say, oh my God, why am I blanking on his name?
Was Paul Walker involved? Because that could change a lot of things for me.
Is who involved?
Paul Walker.
Who's Paul Walker?
What?
Why can't I picture who that is? It sounds familiar.
He passed away. Fast and the Furious with him.
Oh, he passed away. Yes. Yes. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Well, it is very random, but I think it changed my mood a lot. And trust me, I love some attractive. There's a ton of attractive men.
Yeah.
But my hall pass needs to just be a good time.
Yeah. You know who I could see you choosing for your hall pass, who I thought you were going to say, is Paul Rudd.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's been on my list before.
Okay. Yeah. I would peg you with Paul Rudd.
I'm blanking on his name. This is who plays Ted Lasso?
Oh,
Jason Sudeikis.
Jason Sudeikis.
Hey, it starts Wednesday.
Jason
Sudeikis with facial hair.
Yes.
I'm like, don't forget the facial hair.
We met him. Yep. We met him a few years ago because my dad interviewed him for whatever it's called, sportsmanship banquet, and he was actually super nice. So I approve of that. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I go with the funny.
He's great. You got to love a celeb who's actually nice in real life, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing more disappointing than meeting a celebrity who turns out to be an asshole and you're like, wow.
Yes.
Really sad. What about you, Kins? Did you say Paul Walker is yours?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm happy to know that everyone's changes because mine does too. I just finished The Last of Us and Pedro Pascal is.
Yes.
But I think as Hillary, you can understand this as a 100%, regardless of the time, the year, the place. If Adam Brody comes to me and says, marry me, I would say yes.
From the OC.
Yep.
Okay. So you guys are obsessed 100%. With OC people still.
So, and I said that
and
to
Ethan's
guys.
Obsessed with what's her face? Adrina from
Adrina. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I'm like, okay, I guess you just never outgrow that infatuation.
Yeah. Kinsey and I mean, you three were all obsessed with One Tree Hill.
Yes.
And I never was, but I would come hang out with you guys and we would watch it, right? So I just wanted to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, because we had Papa John's.
Yeah, it was fun. but I just like picked up wherever you guys were at. But Kinsey and I like had a, when I say obsession, like we had a true, like,
unhealthy
passion for that. We were obsessed with the OC. And I loved Benjamin McKenzie. Ryan.
See, that's why we got along so well.
Yeah, and
we didn't encroach on each other's territory.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's funny. I can honestly say I never watched the OC. I watched Laguna and The Hills, but I never watched the OC.
Well, I know for a fact that Hill has every season on DVD. So
DVD.
I'm sure she can help you out there.
Okay, deal. We'll have a marathon soon. Okay, those are fun. Wait, did you say yours? Was that yours, the Adam Brody guy?
No.
Or you have a different one?
Mine always changes too. And so I don't like sitting here trying to think really quick. I don't know my current one, but mine always has been freaking David Beckham and Channing Tatum back in the day. But
Yeah.
Currently, I don't know my number one right now. Not a good answer for you.
If it comes to you later, let us know.
Shan, what's yours? You have to say.
Yeah, well, Shan.
Well, I said Miles Teller is one.
True. Okay.
But my like forever crush, celeb crush is always Matthew McConaughey.
Oh,
I just love him.
All right.
I'm in on that.
Yes. Right. Yes. My dad sent a gif or a gif of him last night or something. And I was like, oh, Matthew, he's so fucking hot.
Yeah.
Except, you know, one thing that's always turned me off. People claim he doesn't wear deodorant.
Hey, I like a rough man, you know? I mean,
who cares?
He's pretty hot. I picture him in like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. That's like the Matthew McConaughey of my dreams.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good. Okay.
Benjamin McKenzie.
I have to look him up, honestly. He's from the OC.
That's his name.
No. Sorry. I'm thinking of in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. His name is Benjamin.
Oh.
Benjamin McKenzie is a guy from the OC.
Speaking of which, Kate Hudson, I feel like Kinsey, I feel like you kind of look like her.
Yeah, I can see
Kate
that.
Hudson.
Ooh.
Omar?
What?
Yeah, I could see that.
Wait, that's a good one,
Shane. That's a great one. That's
really I'm proud of myself for making
that
quick
can you
connection.
Write that down and sign it?
Shane, you've always been Reese Witherspoon.
Thank you. I do get that a lot.
Yeah, I can get behind that too.
The short blonde hair for sure. And, you know, remember like old Cosmo magazines where they would like describe like your ideal haircut for your shape of face or whatever. I remember like seeing that and it was like Reese Witherspoon has a heart-shaped face. And I was like, well, apparently I have a heart-shaped face because people say I look like her. So
lean in, sister.
I'll take it.
You have such a big heart. It's on your face too.
Oh, thanks. I try. Hey friends, interrupting this conversation really fast to tell you about a brand I love, and that is Hill & Hazel. Hill & Hazel is an online boutique owned by my friend Hillary that sells the freaking cutest clothes at affordable prices. She launches new items every single week, and I promise you will not be disappointed. Check out her page at Shop Hill & Hazel on Instagram and you'll see what I mean. Whether you need some cute tops for going out with friends, a new dress for weddings, baby showers, or other festivities, or even shoes and accessories, she has you covered. She offers a great mix of basics and closet staples, as well as fun and unique items that you will love. You can use my code SHANNA10 to get 10% off your purchase at hillandhazel.com. Happy shopping! Let's do some would you rathers. Laura, you sent a couple of these to the group earlier. I didn't do any of the kinky raunchy ones, but if you want to, we can. But
they're so bad.
One of them was, would you rather pee a ping pong ball or poop a bowling ball?
P.
For sure. I mean, it's like a kidney stone, which is, yeah. I've heard, is horrible. I mean, a ping pong ball obviously is a lot bigger than that.
Kidney stones can be as big as a ping pong ball?
No, I'm just making a comparison.
What? I was like,
I don't think so. That would have to be surgically removed. Would you rather eat ice cream with ketchup or a banana with ketchup?
Oh my God, that's, I don't know.
Banana.
Ice cream.
Wait. Ice cream. Ketchup or banana?
I think ice cream too, because I need the sweet to cut.
I don't want to chew ketchup. Cut the,
yeah.
In a banana form. Gross.
I think banana.
Well, Rhett will dip bananas in ketchup, grapes in ketchup. He'll dip literally everything in ketchup. It's so nasty. But I would probably do, I mean, it's equally gross, but ice cream with ketchup. I agree. It would maybe like mask it a little bit more. Would you rather always have a mullet haircut or a ponytail haircut? Like where everything else is bald, but there's just a ponytail, right?
Mullet. I can't look at myself with slick back hair. So to live like that forever is something you guys, I can't get behind.
Fun fact, I used to be such a tomboy that my mom make my ponytail so slick back, she had to use something that was called spray gel.
Oh my God, I believe
okay,
it.
Okay, I think I've been there. That seems oddly familiar.
I feel like we all did that with our slick back ponytails.
Bullet. Oh, I used to wear my ponytail so tight.
So tight.
Oh.
Give you headaches?
Did you guys ever have the Velcro butterfly things on the top of your head?
No.
Velcro? No.
Just me? Okay.
Nope, we didn't.
I had the butterfly clips, but not Velcro.
Okay, well, I was...
Bullshit, I was, you never had butterfly clips in your
hair. I can't picture that.
Free tomboy days.
Prove it.
We need pics. We need pics for sure.
We were all tomboys. I missed that. I literally wore boy shorts to school.
Same.
Oh, yeah, same.
Like... basketball shimmery blue boy shorts.
Why not?
I wore my older brother's clothes really to school.
Yeah.
And no one thought anything of it. I like wore his like rip tearaway pants. It was the best.
Thank God there were cell phones around.
Yeah, no kidding. But we do have some documentation of that.
It was have some evidence.
If you were responsible for choosing if the world would have bagels or donuts, which would you choose?
I love bagels.
Me too. I would go bagels for sure.
I
love donuts, but bagels over donuts.
Yeah. Because if you think about it, if I like, I'm going to consistently have this thing for the rest of time, bagels are it.
Yeah. They're definitely more versatile.
Yes. And it sustains your energy. I feel like donuts, you eat it and you're like, sugar high.
Let's not get too technical with it. It's a donut or a bagel.
A bagel can range from 23 to 57 grams of carbs. So, wait, that's
cream cheese.
It probably is true. Okay, let's see. Okay, now we're going to dive into some stir the pot questions. Are you ready for this? Okay.
Are we saying our answer on the count of three?
That's probably the easiest way to do it. And then we'll discuss. All right, are you ready? And we have to agree that no one's going to take this personally.
Are you guys gonna come attack
me? Okay, but if you guys hurt my feelings, I'm out.
I'm hanging
out.
Okay. I feel like a lot of these are me or Hillary. Yeah. All right, let's see.
Twins, babe.
All right, yeah, exactly. So yeah, everyone will just shout out who you think it is and then we'll dissect. Okay, who would be most likely to ask to speak to a manager?
Probably me.
me
wait,
or
you
Hillary,
didn't count
probably.
To three.
Oh, I didn't know I was supposed to count. I thought we were just shouting it out.
Wait, what'd you guys say?
I'd say Shanna for sure. 100%
I say Hillary.
Shanna.
Hey, I have no shame in that. Shit needs to be done.
I think this is the differentiator for me. If it was something about service or something like kind of like that, Hillary would be on it. But if it was something about like I ordered something and it didn't come right or it had the wrong topping, Shanna would be
100%. Yeah.
No way.
Like that actually happened once when we were all out to eat together and we got pizza and they fucking put olives on it and we specifically asked for no olives and my mom and I were like,
I remember this.
Yeah. Like, dude, olives are one thing you can't pick off. It still tastes like olives.
Yeah, it's getting out onions.
Who was most likely to talk to the Uber driver the entire way home?
Hillary.
Hillary, for sure.
I will say my drunk self on Friday when we got home, Ethan, you know, we had all, aside from Shanna, had a few, we just had to sample the beers. And apparently I repeated myself to my mom a couple times.
You?
Oops.
Yeah, no.
My mom totally does that if she's had a few drinks. I'm like, dude, you told me this story 5 minutes ago.
Which is funny because my mom, who will listen to this, says of course they will. I'm drunk. But she does it too, which is funny. And then she says, Hillary, I'm just tipsy.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Who cares the most and who cares the least about their appearance? This is a hard one. One, the two, three. Most.
Wait, which one are we saying?
Most? Which one do we do first?
Okay, who cares the most about their appearance? I feel like we all care a healthy amount. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I feel like we can all, like, be scrub level and, like, not care, like, what people think. Like, go out without makeup on. And, I mean, you guys look way better than I do. But I'm wearing no makeup and looking rough right now. So, I feel like we can all get dolled up, but we can also embrace being, like, natural. Kenzie, you like, a few thoughts.
I instinctively wanted to say me on that question.
That you care the most or the least?
That I probably care the most, but then I thought about all of you guys and I'm like, no, you guys all also care a lot. Like when we go out for happy hours and dinners and stuff, we all look pretty freaking cute.
Yeah.
We think about it and we text each other and we're like, what are you wearing? What vibe are we going with? What are you doing?
Aside from Friday, I could not, which I won't get into why.
That's okay. Like I said, I feel like we all care a healthy amount. Like we can put our best foot forward, but we can also be scrubs and that's okay.
What I'm hearing is we all look very good without makeup.
Exactly. Who has gotten the most traffic violations?
Kenzie.
No, I've gotten zero traffic violations.
Based on our
should have gotten the most.
I was going to say, based on our conversation today, it sounds like you have done some illegal things in your vehicle.
No, I've done a lot of illegal things, but I've only gotten one speeding ticket.
Oh, wow. Pretty clean record.
I've never gotten one. Time ago. It's off my record.
You've never gotten one, Laura? Wow.
I'd never been pulled over in my life. And then I got pulled over with you guys coming home from Hillary's bachelorette party.
Oh, my gosh.
And I didn't get a ticket. Yeah.
I don't remember that. I wasn't in your car.
I was like, I live in Kansas. We're in Missouri. I don't know the speed.
Did that work?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You probably looked like heck. And he was like, God, these girls like get home.
The first time I got pulled over, I got pulled over for a speeding ticket when I was in, what was that? Headed to CT and the cop.
On that back road?
Was the dad.
Same.
A gal we went to middle school with and he saw me and we locked eyes and he's like, I'm going to give you a warning. I'm like, thank God, because
I did not get a warning.
Screaming down that street and I was petrified.
Oh my God.
I've never heard that story. You need to later tell us who that
really good guy. Bawling.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I was livid. I was 15, so I was freaking out, but I had my restricted license. So I was driving to school, which was legal, but I was driving on a closed road, which was a completely fine, perfectly usable road. But did I go through barricades to get onto it? Yes, because everyone else did too for months.
Did we move those barricades?
Right. Someone did move them. And so I just drove on through.
Did we plant them in other people's yards? Yes.
Yes. Did we say that we needed TP on a scavenger hunt and toilet paper people's yards? Yes.
I had a blinking pylon before Ring in the cameras. Backseat of my car for at least a day before we planted it somewhere.
Laura, remember we maybe borrowed a couple construction cones after the Chiefs won the Super Bowl?
Yeah. And I was like, can we get rid of this, Al? Like, it's just sitting in our backyard.
We
look like
you didn't keep them.
We thought we were so cool the night.
It was so funny.
The night we won the Chiefs won the AFC Championship in 20.
I said Super Bowl. Sorry, it was the AFC Championship.
In 2020, we were at the game. Mm. Yeah, we all went to the game,
And we're like, this is monumental. We have to steal this. Yeah. And we were driving through the parking lot and the guys rolled down the windows and lifted up cones and put them in the car. And there was like three cones. Those cones are massive. They're heavy. And then we just did nothing with it.
And then it just sat in your yard and you're like, okay, let's get rid of these.
Yes.
And then we just drove with them in the back seat. Great idea.
That must have been a drunken decision.
It was a great time.
Let's see. Who has dated the most men? Really, none of us. I feel like
I know none of us were like serial daters.
Yeah, we've all had like pretty like long relationships. Kinsey's with her high school
technically
sweetheart,
me or Laura.
Technically, well,
I think I get the least.
Okay, I guess define dated.
Yeah, Kinsey gets the least
boyfriend?
For sure.
I've only had like,
yeah, that's a good point. Like, if it's true boyfriends, I've only had three.
Yeah, yeah, we all like dated a few people, but
yeah,
yeah, really.
I kissed a lot of frogs before I found my friends.
That's for sure. Yeah, we can say that. That's
you better be doing the dishes.
That's different than dating, but yeah. Whose bachelorette trip was the funnest? I don't feel like there was a funnest one. I feel like they were all extremely fun. But we went to the Lake of the Ozarks for me, Hill, and Ken's, and then Laura's was in Austin, Texas, which was really fun. So it was a little bit more extravagant.
Yeah.
But not necessarily more fun. They were all pretty.
That is true. They were all fun.
Fun, drunk weekends.
I had some great stories.
Yeah.
I think the wildest one was Hill's, though.
Probably so. Hill, do you want to tell a little story about,
about my anything God. On oh your back? I was like, wait, why was you so wild?
Can we tell a story?
Like, I don't know if this makes it the most wild, but I will say if we can get to anybody for a PSA, this is our opportunity.
There you go.
You know,
what not to do.
We were at the Ozarks. And, well, yeah, we had some wild moments, let's be real. But we were at the Ozarks, and a friend of mine had a family there. And so they had a family friend who offered to drive us around in their boat for the day, which was fantastic. And I, as everyone was trying to have, you know, a great time turn up. And so
Hill,
we were starting
not
to drink.
Everyone. You were the only one and that did the noodle bong.
I will say yeah. one
Thank
of
God. Thank God.
I won't name names, but it wasn't my idea. This person knows who they were. This person is in healthcare. I won't say anything else. Was like, hey Hill, let's do this. And I was like, hell yeah, let's do it.
Explain what this is.
We decided to do what's called a noodle bong. So using a pool noodle, which at the time I did not think through, was a very thick, like not your Dollar Tree, Dollar Store, nothing against those pool noodles. This was like a thick, you can't bend.
Justice
it.
For the
like,
Dollar Tree noodle.
Like, yeah, justice. Save it, because those are great. But this is like, probably like a $20 pool noodle. It was thick. Like, whoa.
It was legit.
Yeah. And apparently
the noodle was from the deepest, darkest part of the downstairs crevice of the pontoon.
At the Lake of the Ozarks.
Of the Ozarks the year before. And then it was stored all of freaking off season in the like the pontoon's storage. Then we were there Memorial Day weekend? Yeah. And so it was the first weekend of the boat getting out and didn't realize that had been used before. Did a noodle bong out of it. Had a hell of a time all day. We had some great memories. Won't get into it. We're going home. And of course, I'm hungover. And I finally get home and it's that night and the next day. And I'm texting the group. I'm like, you guys, like, I'm not feeling right. Like, I know we had a lot of drinks and there's, you know, long stories to it, but you know, this is not a normal hangover. And everyone was like, Hill, you're just getting old. Like, you're just getting old. It's okay. Whatever. Give me shit. Come to find out I had C. diff and the norovirus from the freaking pool noodle. I had to scoop my own poop and send it off.
Oh my God.
And I had an appointment that I couldn't miss on Monday that was very important. I won't
Oh yeah.
That.
Well, and okay.
The dumbest scheduling appointment on my end.
Oh my God.
But it worked out. And
oh my God,
I forgot about
that. I was never sicker in my life. Then, fun fact, all of you three. So leading up to, we had 2 weeks to my wedding, which was really done planning as well. So I had to call my doctor and they gave me the medicine. We got CDF out of my system. I had to scoop my poop again. But then I had, because I was still having issues. And so I could have fun at my wedding. I took some medicine so you guys didn't have to help me go to the restroom.
Oh my God. I remember being like scared to touch you because I worked in the hospital and C. diff patients. Like I would avoid those rooms like the plague if I could. You would have to like gown and glove to be around those people. So
some of our friends were nervous.
I also think, I also remember that weekend. I mean, this is the Ozarks, so you get article
nasty
updates like this all the time, but they were like E. coli in the water. Mm-hmm. And we're like, great, we were there. So at first we thought you had E. coli.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then poop don't lie. So
oh my God.
Then Lori, you can tell a story of the wedding entrance with the pool noodle.
Did we ever check in on the noodle though? How was it doing?
Hopefully R.I.P.
Yeah, no kidding. Hopefully no more bongs were done out of that thing. Ooh, rough.
So all of you guys were in my wedding 2 weeks later. Again, timing of that was horrible, but I was coaching and school and whatever. But so everyone was trying to come up with their entrance to the wedding part or the reception. And
oh, did Alex bring the food?
Yeah.
I was like, I think he asked me if it would be okay.
Absolutely. Did
I?
You're like, is it too soon?
No, I had no idea, but we were dying. It was awesome.
Too soon. Well, and then by the end of the night,
Ethan took a ice out of it. Ice out of it. Yeah, it was good.
I thought we were going to talk about how the pontoon got wild and tops came off.
You should. That was a great story too.
That too. Speaking of which, that's a great segue into the next question: who is most likely to go and embrace a nude beach?
I think
probably me.
Yeah, I would say Shan or Kins.
Yeah, I could see Kins. I mean, you go to Europe like twice a year, so I feel like you would fully embrace that life. No,
I don't know if I'd fully embrace it, but if someone said,
"Yeah, you're a little bit more
modest," I'd probably do it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, probably me
in a controlled environment.
I'm quite comfortable with nudity.
I love that about you.
Thanks. When I have this child, you guys will be seeing my boobs a lot if you ever come to visit us.
Hell yeah.
What?
Who's most likely to cry during sex or aka making love? Kinsey.
What? Yeah. Why the fuck would I cry? Sorry. Why would I cry?
See, I would have said me.
I don't know. Oh, like, really?
I was going to say Alex. Mm-hmm. Is that
all Yes. Oh, my sweetie. He loves me so much.
Yes.
Hey, we should make a plug.
Yeah, he's obsessed with me. I can't help
that's
it.
That's actually a great. That's a good one
that's
to say.
A great plug right there.
Which husband would? And yes, I agree, Alex.
Yes. Okay, wait. Because he's so emotional.
He's about. He is emotionally intelligent. He knows his feelings. I respect a man who can.
I do too.
Okay, 100%. The other person I think what male would cry would be Josh.
Yeah,
Kinsey's husband.
Yeah,
and
for
his,
sure.
He is very like if it was like the right moment and the where is he? Can you hear me?
No.
Okay.
And his nightgown.
Oh yes.
I hope so. I hope he's in his nighty.
In the nightgown.
Does he still wear that?
Yes. It goes through the wash at least every other week.
I could not. I'm sorry.
Paint the picture. The nightie is literally a Scrooge nightgown. It is, well, he's up the stakes a little bit because he got LASIK surgery in January. So he bought blue light glasses that are highly indicative of Jeffrey Dahmer. So when he puts them both on, it's
creepy vibes.
An experience. Yep.
It makes you want to come on to him.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Her husband wears a mic.
He does. Yep. Breathable.
I just remember getting the Snapchat of it.
Yeah.
He like, what?
You have to imagine how shocked I was when I saw it. Like, I had no idea that was coming. That happened in June of 2022. I'll never forget it. The nightgown is still.
Did he get an Instagram ad? Like, I just.
I think it was. Yeah. I think it was Ethan Hutchinson that was like, you look like John and the Chocolate Factory's great uncle. And I'm like, yep, that's it.
He just got out of bed for the first time.
I'm like, yep. That right.
But okay, that's a great movie.
I know, right?
I'm serious though. Like, if you are in the mood to have sex, you like come on to him when he's
like, he just lifts his skirt.
It's like,
oh my god,
it's so easy.
Oh, okay. Next question.
Okay. I could have said something inappropriate there, but I didn't.
Oh my gosh. Well, that leads us to the next one. These all keep leading into each other, but who is the funniest? I would say Kinsey.
I could get down.
But all are Hillary funny, and Laura are pissed that I said Kinsey.
You asshole.
It just depends. I mean, yeah,
it totally depends on the moment.
I agree. I think we're all pretty funny. Hopefully people will agree from listening to this that we're funny.
I mean, we're pretty cool.
But if I had to pick someone to be like a comedian, it would be Kinsey. But I agree. Yeah. I think you guys all make me laugh. We all laugh. Clearly, we laugh a lot when we're together. So,
Laura's pissed.
No, I think Kinsey's very funny.
I see your eyes.
Laura's like, damn it, I need to start working really on my cool. on my jokes.
You guys, Kinsey's very funny. That's who I was thinking.
Remember, we're not going to compromise our friendships over these questions.
Yeah,
who was the teacher's pet? Literally all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
We would like, we were just talking about this the other day. We would like skip school and go get ice cream with some of our teachers.
With our teachers. And then I was a teacher. I didn't do that with my students. So.
Yeah.
But
did you take any of your students to Twisters?
No. Twisters, RIP.
Oh, so good.
No, wait. Twisters is
No.
Shakes.
Shake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shakes. Twisters was old. There.
You're telling me that the back door now?
Not everybody went to the movies with their teachers.
Kinsey just texted.
Only in your dreams.
20 minutes ago. Can we say fuck? Yes, you can.
I was nervous because I had already said it.
And remember, I can edit things out, but I'm not going to edit a lot of this out. So get ready. Gosh, okay. We've been going for longer than I expected. So I have two more questions that are like kind of serious, unless you guys have any other funny ones that you want to cover.
Laura, you got some of those would you rathers? I'm kidding.
Oh yeah, the kinky ones.
Those were all. I don't want to answer those. No.
Yeah. No, those were okay, uncomfortable.
Never mind. We definitely don't want to answer those.
Yeah, I do not. No.
We'll answer those offline. Okay. Yeah. So these questions are. I'll start with the first one. And I didn't give you guys these ahead of time, so hopefully you can think on your feet. But what is the best piece of advice you've ever received? Kind of a deep one. Or it could be not deep. When I asked Ethan this question, he made it silly, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know if I like mine. Because it works for me. I don't know if it works for other people.
Go for it, then.
Lay it on us.
That's what it's supposed to be.
One time, I was really like fed up about work and stuff, and Josh was like, it's all bullshit. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
and
that
he
was
talked about
advice.
It and he's like, it's all bullshit. Like someone decided to do something and they made this whole like all the path and all the things that you believe are right, all the things and you think that other people believe, blah 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 blah. In your at least in the working world and everything else. It's really kind of all bullshit. It comes down to what you believe in and what you're confident in and all that stuff. The rest of it is kind of all bullshit.
Yeah.
And if you lean into it and have like a mindset of, hey, I'm going through this life that is put together by a bunch of people who believe certain things and blah, blah, blah. It takes a lot of pressure off of you when you're just like approaching everything. It's like, wait a second, though. It's kind of all bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone decided at one point that this was going to be the way it was, and this is what we believe. Oh, yeah. And this is it. Like, it really, truly is all bullshit.
Yeah. No, it like is. Working from Monday,
so take a lot of pressure off Friday of yourself and go through the day to day and find what's important to you and lean into that. The rest of it is most likely, if you actually tie it all the way back, is
bullshit.
Likely bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that. Basically, it like comes down to like, don't sweat the small stuff. Because I think we all do that a lot. So that's good job, Josh. I agree with that.
Yeah. That's insightful stuff.
Touche. Right. Okay, Lou and Hill, what's your advice? Life advice?
I feel like I have like three going around my head and they're all from different parts of my life.
Okay, let's hear them.
Well, my mom always said growing up, anybody can win on any given day. And a lot of that had to Lindy be quote. Like, I know, about like sports or, you know, maybe schoolwork or anything like that. But I still think about it a lot.
It's a good one.
I don't know who told me this, but it just like, I learned way too late in life, but it's fine. Why do you want to be with somebody that doesn't want to be with you?
Yep.
Preach.
Like, well, shit.
Yeah.
Well, damn.
It's kind of like so simple. And I think once you realize that, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
That's really love that. And then the one that I got later in life, once when I was like mid 20s, was assume positive intent.
I like that.
Yeah. And I try and do that a lot because mm-hmm. We text a lot. Not we, just like people in general, and things can be misconstrued. Yes. Or conversations. I mean, work, life, friendships, families, like some, you never know what people are going through and you don't know how, why they're coming to you with whatever the reason they're coming to you for. And sometimes we jump to conclusions mm-hmm. and just like, you know what, I'm going to assume positive intent.
I love that. Maybe that's. No, I love that. I think. Yes, giving people the benefit of the doubt. Exactly. Like, yeah. I feel like so many people, we just live in such a reactive world. Like, people are so quick to be like, oh my God, you said, assuming negative intent all the time. And it's just like, it's very toxic and annoying to be around that like energy. So I love that. That's a good one, Lou.
Yep.
What about you, Haley?
I'm kind of a mixed dude. So, like, I was starting to think early on in my life, which is ironic because it's for my mom too, but like I remember growing up, always my mom always told me, like, if you tell the truth of what happened, you'll never get in trouble. And like, that sounds so cliche,
just don't
but
lie.
Like, even when I was really young, like which actually someone just recently told me, parenting tip, which is clutch, you tell your kids if you lie your ears turn red, and so if they're lying they go like this. Yeah, there you go.
I'll put that in my back pocket. Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like kind of that's always led me to, I mean, I feel like I've always been a really truthful person and I've always been an upfront, transparent person, but I try to always live like that. And I feel like I reciprocate that in friendships or want that in relationships that I have. Also, this isn't really, I guess, advice, but just faith and positivity is something that I've always lived by through different negative things or positive things, both like every aspect of my life. And like, if you think of it, just like things are always going to be out of your control. But if you continue to like keep the faith in things and stay positive, it's kind of like what Laura said, things are, I mean, you gotta always try to find the positive and try to stick to your faith. And then lastly, especially this last year, a lot of people kind of talked to us about, I mean, a lot of people gave advice in general and no one can really give you advice for kind of what we went through, but just trying to remember to like control the things you can control. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of life is out of our control. And so just trying to stay positive and rely on what you have and being vulnerable can get you through anything.
Love that.
Yeah, 100%.
Just like that, we can save the world.
That's a lot of good advice right there. I would say, I feel like they all kind of overlap in a way. We all got our like quotes from our moms, it seems like. But mine, I don't know if it's necessarily life advice, but like a quote that I think of often, especially in parenthood, I feel like, is this too shall pass. Like just remembering during hard shit that it's not forever. Like that can get you through almost anything, I feel like. Just knowing that, you know, it's not going to be forever. And yeah, just leaning on your people and this too shall pass. Like this, the past couple of days have been really, really hard and challenging with toddler being sick and being very pregnant and having no patience and all the things and breaking down multiple times. And, you know, it's already looking up. So yeah, nothing is permanent. So that helps. Okay. And then lastly, this is a little bit like less deep and heavy. What is one thing that everyone is looking forward to right now?
Next Thursday, after almost 16 months, we finally close on our new house, a new fresh start. And then next Friday, the 24th, we move in. So I'm excited for that.
So fun. Oh my gosh. It's going to be a dream.
Can't wait for you guys to come see it and have a wine night there with my gals.
Woohoo. Cannot wait. So excited for you. What about you, Kins?
Ooh, I'm looking forward to going to Minneapolis this weekend. I'm going to see some of my buddies and get some time up there, which always is really nice for Josh and I we lived there for a handful of years. So nice to get back up there and see some friends and, you know, get a change of scenery for a while. So looking forward to that this weekend.
Love it. What about you, Lulu?
Can you repeat?
Just one thing you're looking forward to, big or small, anything.
Cuddling with my husband in bed tonight.
While you both cry while you make love.
Yeah, what?
He's gonna cry.
Let's be honest, we're married. We don't make love.
But really, what are you looking for?
You could make a baby.
You could.
Oh, God.
No pressure.
That's hard work.
It is hard work.
God, that's. I like how one was big and one was just your next weekend, girls. I'm not very excited.
Don't you have a big, big like Europe trip coming up soon? Maybe.
Well, that's like a long. If I'm jumping to the end of the year, but we have a couple of family weddings on the East Coast this fall that I'm really looking forward to because that's actually, I've been to the East Coast, but I haven't been to Boston, or one of the weddings is like around Cape Cod area, so. It'll be fun to add another pin to the map that does not hang in my house. You know?
The imaginary one. There you go. Yeah. That'll be fun. I've always wanted to go up in that area, I guess, northeast. I've never been to anywhere up there, really. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
New York.
It's going to be a good time.
Good for you.
So future trips. Future
Yes.
trips. We still need to plan a just us girls trip.
Yes, we do.
Mexico.
Someday.
Let's get to senior frogs.
Senior frogs.
We could talk about senior frogs. Yeah.
It's a whole conversation for another day. Yeah.
Yep. Just for us, Leanne.
I'm looking forward to this baby coming out of me someday soon.
We can't wait.
Although I want him to stay in there for a while, but that's, I mean, the biggest thing on my radar at the moment is having another child, which I'm excited / terrified about. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Mom of the year.
Oh, man.
You're going to crush it.
It'll be great.
You're going to crush it. And another LD for the bunch.
True. Yes. Yes. That's a good omen. We can't go wrong with a baby with LD as the initials. So
no.
Oh, man. Levi David, for anyone listening who's like, your last name is not D. That's what that is. Gosh. Okay. Well, that's all I had, girls. Anything else? Any final thoughts or words? This was fun. I hope people enjoy listening to it.
I hope so too. I love you guys. I'm like, obviously sounds so cliche too, but I'll never be able to articulate like what you guys truly mean to me. And that sounds like I'm just saying this for this podcast, but I'm not. Like, you guys know my drunk ass. I'm sentimental and I'll text you all of it later. And some of you listening may know that. I don't know. I feel like it's hard to come by to find some good, true girls. And it's awesome to know that I've got some for life. So love you all.
I agree. We are lucky.
I'll steal this from somebody. She told me this in college and I always really liked it. But it was, I'd rather have 4 pennies than 100 quarters. And I always think that's really cool. I mean, we all have a lot of friends. We have a lot of different friend groups. Mm-hmm. We have combined friend groups, which I think is really cool. Yeah. But when it comes down to it, like, you have core friends that you'll always have, and make sure to keep them close and check in on them. And if that relationship is special to you, then keep watering
it. Nurture it.
Love that. Mm-hmm. So true. It gave me goosebumps. Thanks, girls. Aww. Love you all so much.
And there's four of us. So, I mean, we made a dollar. So.
I mean, here we go. Pennies.
There you go.
Josh, I need you to put on the nighty with the
wait, oh God, I said the quote wrong. I said the quote wrong.
No, I promise.
It's yeah, four quarters. No, it's four, quarter. Four quarters. You're right. Not 100 pennies.
I knew that's what you're going for.
I. Oh my SOS.
I didn't interrupt you.
I didn't even hear. Okay.
But then you went again. Rebeat. No, Shanna, you have to keep that. Don't cut it.
Okay, for sure.
You guys obviously knew when I went. Oh my God. Tell nobody.
No, I totally thought you called me.
Four quarters instead of 100 pennies.
Yep.
And then Hillary goes, yeah, four, or I said it, four
I
pennies.
There's four of us, four pennies.
Okay, no one said anything because you knew what I meant.
I did.
Yeah, we thought you were just meaning we were really good pieces of copper, great pennies to have around. I'm serious. Like,
what did I say?
I didn't think anything.
You said
twice.
That's you just said it backwards.
Four pennies are better than 100 quarters. And I'm like, yeah. Yep, got it.
No oh, way. That's nailed good. It.
We get it. We knew what you meant.
Kinsey, what is your last piece of quarters? Wisdom?
1 + 1 = 3. Yep. Next.
Kinsey, no pressure. You gave some good advice.
Yeah, you have to end it.
Wisdom?
Your
you
last.
My good advice was everything is bullshit.
No, Kinsey's last assignment of the night is to get a photo of Josh and his 90.
I will deliver. I just told him, Josh, put the 90 on with the Dahmer glasses. With the people Dahmer. Want it. Josh. I promise.
What
he
says
we've gone long. He I says, know. You guys have gone long. I said, yep.
Yep.
Sure have.
Are you surprised? All right. Nope. Well, Coda's going to scratch my door down, and I need to try to get my butt in bed in case Rhett has another bad night. So
I hear that.
I'll deliver on the picture, you guys. Don't worry.
Okay, deal. I'm looking forward to it.
Love you guys so much.
Love you.
All right. Love y'all.
Thanks for having us. We've talked about it forever. Of course. So thank you.
Of course. I'll let you know when it's going to go live. TBD.
Can't wait.
All right. Love you guys.
Love
bye,
you.
Love you. Bye.
Can you say wellness?
Wellness.
Can you say for the win?
For the win.
Can you say thanks for watching? Thanks for listening.
Good listen.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good job, baby. I love you.
Hello.
I hope you enjoyed this episode and took away some tips or wisdom that you can apply to boost your health and happiness starting today. If you did, I would love it if you would subscribe to the podcast and leave a rating and review to help other women like you find my show and get inspired to start living a life they love. Also, take a quick screenshot and share it to your Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at Wellness for the Win so I can see why you love today's show. Thank you so much for listening and talk to you next time.